Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions so powerful they should wear tights and a cape. We enable and streamline organizational charting, succession planning, workforce modeling, and strategic workforce initiatives. Visit Acquire CEO Lois Melbourne's blog at blog.acquire.com for her enlightening insight into current HR industry issues by way of Star Trek, The Fonz, and Ebenezer Scrooge.
Enough of that. Welcome. It's HR Happy Hour time.
Woo!
I am Steve Bowes. With me, of course, the HR minion, Shauna Morkey. How are you tonight, Shauna?
Doing much better. I have my giggles back.
Fantastic. We'll have to
hanging out
we're gonna get to Yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit tonight about your journey to Birmingham from parts north and how that's working out. Certainly we'll get to that tonight as well, so welcome. This is HR Happy Hour. This is episode 55. Tonight's show is Mystery HR Theater. And, mysterious, spooky, right? It's, you know, I kind of, when we were planning the show and we decided to do the mystery guest, all I kept thinking about was the old TV show, Mystery Science Theater 3000. Do you remember that one, Shauna?
I love that show.
Right.
Did you know that the guys are originally from Minnesota?
I did not know that. So that's what I was thinking, right? Because the robots would watch the movies and make comments in the background, and that's sort of like the show, right, where we do the show and we talk and we ask questions to our guests, and all the folks sit out on Twitter and they make their comments, right, and their observations just like the robots. So this is our little version of Mystery Science Theater tonight called Mystery HR Theater. So we are going to play a little game with our guest tonight. Our special mystery secret guest, are you there?
Yes.
All right, secret guest is on board. That is our secret guest.
So you already know one thing.
You do. So here's what we want to do. There's about a bunch of people on the line already. What we thought we would do before we do the big reveals, perhaps play a little 20 questions with the audience. So if you're hanging out on the line and you want to ask a question, you know, classic 20-question style, yes or no answer. If you get a yes, you can keep asking questions. If you get a no, you're done. And we'll also look for some questions on Twitter as well to try to get to reveal the identity of tonight's mystery guest with the audience tonight. So the call-in number to do that, to participate tonight, is 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to come on board and take a guess or ask a question of our mystery guest tonight, and then hang out on Twitter as well. Our hashtag is HR Happy Hour on Twitter, so Shauna will keep an eye on that, and I will try as well. So, all right, that's a mouthful. So
that was a lot.
Yeah, I know. Mystery guest, I tell you, the show setups are getting longer and longer. It's bordering on ridiculous, and so it doesn't look like any of our folks hanging out on the line are ready to jump in and ask a question. So, Shauna,
I think we should just start calling on them.
Yeah, we probably should. Do we have any questions on Twitter or guesses that we can address right now?
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen is not our guest tonight.
John Nicolajan once was asking, are you bigger than a bread box, mystery guest?
Mystery guest, are you bigger than a bread box?
Unfortunately, yes, I am.
That's a yes, John. So John gets another question if he gets around to asking or tweeting.
Yeah, his second question is, are you a biped mammal?
Yes, I am.
John, very good.
Well, John, you're on a roll.
Have another mojito, John. You're doing great.
Nice.
So, callers, if you're hanging out on the line, press 1, get on board, and ask a question. If the 20 questions doesn't go too much farther, Sean, I'm going to start asking the questions myself, although I do know the identity of our mystery guest. So our calling number, again, 646-378-1086. Press 1 to ask our mystery guest a question to try to help reveal. I guess it's fair to say that people have realized our mystery guest is female, Shauna.
Yeah, and I tweeted that out. I mean, as soon as she started talking, I think it became obvious.
You gave it away. So any other ideas
out
there?
I didn't give anything away. You meanie?
Let's see. Male or female? So we have female, Shauna. Is it Libby Sartain? No, it is not Libby Sartain.
No.
That is a good guess, though, and we'd love to have Libby
on the
show.
We do want her on the show.
It is not Libby Sartain. I will say this. Should we give a hint? Because we don't want to burn up the whole show in sort of identity guessing, Shauna. Should we drop a hint on the audience?
Okay, maybe a little one.
All right, a little hint. A small hint towards our mystery guest's identity. Our mystery guest, this may give it away. Go ahead, Shauna.
Well, I was going to say our mystery guest is well-established in the HR online community.
Very true. That is
like
very true. Very well-established. I'll say famous. Is the mystery guest a blogger,
famous.
Author? Mystery guest, you have a question from Twitter. Are you a blogger / author?
Yes, I am.
So that's a yes.
Yeah.
That is a yes. Our mystery guest is a blogger / author.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Lois Melbourne? No, sadly it is not Lois Melbourne.
No,
but a good
it's
guess.
Not.
Yes, I'm offended.
Aww.
Lois is great. Lois is our show sponsor, CEO of Acquire Software.
Lois.
So we absolutely love Lois, but our mystery guest is not Lois Melbourne.
Oh, here's a clue. This mystery guest is someone who has never been on our show before.
Great. That is true. That's very good. This mystery guest has never appeared on the HR Happy Hour before.
Yep. So if it's a previous guest, it's not them. This was a big get for us, people. Big.
And I'm thinking the way the show is pacing so far, Shauna, our mystery guest is never coming back. She's like, whatever. What am I getting into with these jokers? Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. Yes.
It is not blogging for jobs, a.k.a. Matt Stalock, a.k.a. Bruno. Sue Messenger, another guest. Very good guest by Dave the HR czar. It is not Sue Meisinger. Did I say that right? Sue Meisinger? I think that's it.
Messenger?
It's not Sue, though, and I apologize
no.
if I said her name incorrectly.
Yeah, it's
let's
not
drop
Amanda
another hint.
Height.
It is not Amanda, no. Let me drop another
it's
hint.
It's not Sexy Thinker. Oh, okay.
It's not. Let me drop another hint. This might give it away, but I'm going to go ahead. You may know our mystery guest by more than one name.
Ooh, good one. Good one. That's a great one. And no, it is not Penelope Trunk. So that would be an interesting guest to have.
Yeah, we have not had a – is it someone in recruiting? Mystery guest, would you classify yourself as being in recruiting?
No, I would not.
Ooh!
No, in recruiting. And
yeah.
Mike Vandervoort, it is not – it's not Alexandra Levitt as well, not her.
No,
well,
but
I think
that
has been on the show before. Alexandra has been on the show before.
She has been on the show. After 55 shows, dude, I should know that.
I know. Everybody's been on, right? Who hasn't? So let's see. Shauna, while we're waiting, real quick, we're going to give this another minute or two. The call-in number one more time, 646-378-1086. If you're online right now and want to take a guess or ask a question, press 1. I'll put you right up. Our hashtag on Twitter, HR Happy Hour. Loads of tweets coming in. Oh, I see a winner. I see a winner.
Who won?
Jennifer McClure, the Cincy recruiter, has got it right. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. Our special guest tonight, our mystery guest, the real evil HR lady, Suzanne Lucas. Welcome, Suzanne.
Yay!
Suzanne, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am here. Yay.
All right. Oh, the big reveal. We almost lost Susan. So Jennifer McClure, the Cincy recruiter, got it right, is the real evil HR lady on the show tonight. So thanks for everybody guessing and participating. That was kind of fun. But so Suzanne, the real, I'm calling you real, but, you know, you're well known to all of us as the evil HR lady. So, boy, it's been forever we've been trying to get you on the show, by the way.
Yeah, totally.
Nope. You won't change your time zone for me, and it's probably 2 a.m. at this time in my real life. So, but now I'm on vacation.
So Suzanne, the evil HR lady, as you may know her from her long running and wildly successful blog. I don't know, Suzanne, about a year ago or more, you moved and took you out of our time zone demographic, right?
Yeah, we moved to Switzerland about 15 months ago, so it's a different time zone.
So early on in the show, once we got going, about 2-3 months into the show, Sean and I were brainstorming about, who should we get on the show? Who would be a good guest? Who can we get? And, of course, we said, evil HR lady should come on, and I think I contacted you the first time via email, and you sort of politely declined. And
no.
I think a few months later, I tried again, and I think you again politely declined. But
and then I got involved.
Yeah, then I called in the big guns. I said, Shauna, what's the story with evil? And I'm not sure, Suzanne. I didn't know your real name or anything. I just, maybe you copied it in the email, but I still was thinking, evil HR lady won't come on. It must be something I've done. So
no. I just had to promise her a care package from the U.S.
I want some brown sugar and honey mix, neither of which you can get in Switzerland.
Oh, really?
Suzanne, let's, really?
Isn't that wrong?
That's weird.
That is hard.
It's a very, very sad thing.
Suzanne, let's just talk a little bit about, there's so much to ask, but, let's talk about, first of all, the evil HR lady, that persona in the blog. Tell us a little bit about how that came to be, how'd that start, and just a little bit of the background on that. Why'd you get into doing that, and why evil HR lady?
Oh, I grew up reading Dear Abby and Miss Manners and Ann Landers, and I wanted to be an advice columnist, and thought that would be the best job ever. And so when I decided to do a blog,
we lost evil HR lady, Shauna.
Totally?
We did. We lost her.
Oh, no.
All right. Suzanne, call back in. We did. She completely dropped off the switchboard. So while we're waiting for Suzanne to call back in, I'm glad we got to the reveal before that happened.
I know, that would have been awkward.
Yeah, really. We may have to pot up Paul Hebert as mystery guest number 2 in any second.
Paul, you're going to have to step in here.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Suzanne to call back in. While we're waiting for Suzanne to call back in, Shauna, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the trip to Birmingham and what's happening down in the ham?
So now I have to do a little dance to distract, okay?
Gotta fill, Shauna. Let's fill. Wave your keys.
Okay, so wave my keys. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Okay, so I've been down in Birmingham now for almost a week. It took like 2 days to drive down, but hey, I got to stop in St. Louis and hang with Trish, which was so much fun.
Great.
And I'm down here, and oh my God, culture shock.
All right, hang on, Shauna. I think, hang on to the culture shock note. I think we have Suzanne back.
Hi,
Suzanne.
I don't know what happened.
Sorry.
You're back. You're fine. Shauna was filling. She's good at it.
I just laugh, and then people, they're okay.
All right. So, Suzanne, we were talking about evil HR lady in the blog, and you were talking about you grew up reading Ann Landers, Dear Abby, that sort of thing. And so, again, how did that sort of take you to the place where you decided to start start evil HR lady?
Well, I decided I wanted to start an HR advice blog, I didn't want to do it under my real name because, A, I didn't know if I'd be any good at it, and, B, I worked for a very conservative company. Didn't think that that would go over well in the upper echelons.
How long ago was this, Suzanne, when you started?
I think it'll be 4 years this August.
Okay. Wow.
I think. I have no internet up, so I can't verify that. But I'm pretty sure 4 years.
Okay.
So yeah, I thought, what do people think about when they think about HR and everybody hates their HR department and complains about
it? Yeah, pretty much.
They should, because we're all so wonderful, right?
We are.
Right. So I thought, ooh, evil HR lady. That's what people think of when they think of HR.
And so you started out evil HR lady about 4 years ago. And so how did you just get the word out? How did evil HR lady become, you know, the Ann Landers of the HR industry?
It didn't happen automatically.
No. I did about 6 months into it. I decided that there was a few other HR blogs out there, not a ton, but, you know, a few. The community's really exploded over the past 4 years. And so I said, we need a carnival. We need a chance to pull everybody together. And so I emailed every HR blogger that I could find and said, I'm starting this carnival of HR. Submit your post. And I think I got like 4 submissions the first time around. And it took a little while, but the word started getting out. And I really think that the Carnival of HR was something that brought the...
Oh, we lost Suzanne again.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding, Shauna. But, you know, that's... We're gonna soldier through this, but you know, Suzanne does bring up a great point. And honestly, I didn't even have that in my show notes, Shauna. I completely just passed my mind that Suzanne created the Carnival of HR back in the
day. How did you not remember that? I knew it,
but it just wasn't on the top of mind. And I think she makes a great point about the sort of community exploding, and there's so many more blogs and so much more online content right now. I'll bet there's quite a few people out there who don't realize that Suzanne actually started the carnival back in the day.
I'm
Suzanne,
back again. I'm up in the mountain.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just mentioning, you know, to Shauna and to the audience that I think as the community has exploded and expanded, I think it slips people's mind that you actually created the HR carnival that's still running, that's still popular. In fact, it ran yesterday. In fact, ironically, Suzanne, the person who guessed your identity Twitter today, she hosted the most recent HR carnival yesterday on her site. So that's
right.
That's pretty interesting.
I did start the carnival, but the people that made it explode, Allison Green at Ask a Manager, she took over after they've been running for, I don't remember how long, 18 months or so. And then Allison and I turned it over to Shauna. And I have to tell you, I so look forward to my bi-weekly or whatever, the semi-monthly, I can't remember which is every other week, emails from Shauna. Just her unsubscribe message is so awesome. Why do you keep those coming?
I have to admit, the little funniness at the end sometimes comes harder than others, and I actually have to – I sit and I kind of obsess over it, which is so not me because I don't even obsess over my blog posts. But that I obsess over because I want it to be funny.
Yeah. Well, and they are funny. And I think, you know, even if you never, ever, ever want to participate in the Carnival of HR, you should get on Shauna's email list for that because they're hilarious.
Yeah, it is pretty lively. It is a good email. I do look forward to it. But it's a great – Shauna's doing a great job sort of keeping everybody reminded about what's going on.
Shauna does a better job than I ever did on that. I'm so pleased as punch that when Allison and I asked her, she said yes. So,
I was so excited. You have no idea how excited I was when you guys asked me.
Right. So let's go. So step back. So you start Evil HR Lady. 6 months in or so, you create this carnival of HR and you get that going. It's connecting you with the other members of the community, which is still very small at the time. And when did you sort of notice a change or sort of an uptick in Evil HR Lady itself? When did you start seeing, man, this is really catching on, and I'm getting lots of questions, and there's a lot of interest in what I'm doing?
You know, I don't really know what other, you know, what caused it otherwise. You know, the more posts you have, the more likely Google is to pick you up,
mm-hmm.
you know,
That's
which
true.
Is nice. And I don't know. It started to grow pretty, you know, pretty slowly but steadily. And then U.S. News picked me up. That's when I came out of the, you know, blogger closet and revealed my real name on the Internet. What we won't do for things we can put on our resume, right?
right, okay.
And so, you know, that started, you know, a wider audience, people that weren't HR-oriented. And I think there's been kind of a shift in the questions as well, that the questions are now much less HR-focused and much more general career questions.
Oh, that is.
Now, you know, and I know people wonder this, and, you know, they'll probably ask of any sort of advice columnist or blogger. Are all the questions real? Do you run them just like you get
Ooh.
Them?
Ooh! I edit some of them. Some of them I edit quite heavily. Some of them are just straight copy and paste in there. You know, you're more likely to get your question answered if you don't go on for 3 pages rambling about how you are wonderful and have never done anything wrong in your life, and clearly your past 14 bosses are evil, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. But,
do you get the sense, Suzanne, that lots of the folks who write, or at least some of the folks that write to you are looking – They're probably in the wrong, but they're looking for a little vindication for somebody to tell them, hey, you know,
right.
It's not your fault. It's your evil boss or your evil company or their own personal evil HR lady.
You know, some of them, the longer the email, the more likely it is that the person who's writing is the one at fault. That's my theory.
ooh, that's a good way of thinking about it.
Because, you know, if you just have, you know, I'm not really sure, is my boss doing this is correct, you don't need 4 pages of justification around it. You say, you know, my article that came out today in U.S. News was, can my boss force me to wear pantyhose? that's a really
can they?
Question, though. Can they?
That's
only
a
with a gun?
Question.
You know, I even asked my brother the lawyer the answer to that question, and he said, absolutely, and then he started freaking out. I'm not a labor and employment lawyer. I'm a criminal prosecutor. I don't
right.
know.
Right. So let me do a quick reset. We are on live HR Happy Hour. Our guest, of course, Suzanne Lucas. You may know her as Evil HR Lady. On Twitter, I noticed Suzanne, and I know you're not probably the biggest Twitter person, but on Twitter, you're real evil HR lady, which is kind of cool, right? Because when you're out there on Twitter and you've got that sort of real bit in front of your name, that sort of indicates, man, there are some imposters that are trying to grab my account because I'm pretty hip, you know? You're the real one.
There is an imposter, and I don't know anything about this person. She has never tweeted once, but
Maybe I should be a lady.
You know what, let's do a little call out to our Twitter friends who are listening tonight. Let's see if we can shame evil HR lady on Twitter, the fake one, to giving that up.
Yeah.
Let's call her out maybe tonight.
Whoever
Ridiculous.
She is probably is evil and an HR, so we should be nice to her, who's stolen. But,
yeah.
Well, this just goes to show you how unevil you really are.
You know, I don't want to end up in HR hell or something like that.
Yeah. So we're with Suzanne, Evil HR Lady. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to ask Suzanne a question. Maybe you want your question answered if you've written to Suzanne
Woo!
In the past and she has not gotten around to to posting a live answer would be kind of cool. So maybe we'll.
Ooh, that would be cool.
The secret of being an advice columnist is you get far more questions than you can possibly ever answer. So if you don't know the answer, you just don't answer that one.
Yeah, delete, right? So, Suzanne, what happens now? So what happens to all the questions that don't get unanswered? They just go off into the sunset? Or do you have, like, a staff in Switzerland,
ooh,
you know, hurriedly answering all the questions?
Because labor is so cheap in Switzerland, I have a staff of 40.
Yeah.
No, I mean, everybody gets an automated email back saying, thank you for submitting your question. If I choose to answer your question, I will tell you where it will be answered. But there's a lot of questions that I get that are, you know, one-line answers, and I'll just reply quickly. The best ones, the ones that I think will be have most appeal to my readership, are the ones that are going to get a long answer on the internet. So
right, because I asked the question, and maybe this is not Suzanne. Maybe this is just my silly imagination. But you've moved to Switzerland, and you know, it's the land of, you know, good food and chocolate and mountains and everything. And so I kind of envision the evil HR lady Lair sort of like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, you know. And like you're running the show and you've got your Oompa Loompas running around, you know, answering the emails.
I love Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, I see that in my head somehow. But
yeah, Swiss chalet with Oompa Loompas that blow alpenhorns around.
That would be pretty cool.
And most of my answers are yodeled first before I type them.
Yeah, right. So Suzanne, so you're getting, you know, Evil HR Lady, the blog, starts to take off. You're getting more and more questions. The carnival's going. It's picking up. And so over time, have you ever said to yourself in the last few years, is like, you know, what have I gotten myself into? Like, you know, I mean, every day, you know, because they never stop, do they, right, these messages, these questions? And maybe that's cool, but do you ever say, oh, my God, turn them off?
Well, I do sometimes. What really got me is when I started writing over at BNet, and I signed a contract with them for 12 months for 3 columns a week. And after I signed that, I went, oh, no. I was doing this for fun, but now I have to do it. So there's a little bit of panic there. And I also sometimes feel guilty that I can't get back to everybody that writes me. I mean, I can't do it. I would have to hire Oompa Loompas to do that, you know. And there really aren't any in Switzerland that I have seen.
Right.
So that's kind of, you know, I sometimes get the guilt on, oh, this person is taking the time
guilt
to write me.
Right.
But
yeah, Suzanne, there's a question from Twitter from Dave the HR czar, and I think it's a good question, so I'll ask it. You mentioned you talked about when you first started Evil HR Lady, you worked at a conservative company, and eventually you did reveal your true identity. Were you still sort of at that conservative company when that happened? And then if so, you know, did anything happen? Were there any ramifications from that?
I was still at the company, but actually a funnier story on that is I had not revealed anything about myself, and I figured nobody but my closest co-workers knew. And I was sitting in a big HR development meeting, and the person presenting gets up and he's like, oh, you know, I was reading in the HR blogosphere, and he starts quoting Chris Dunn, the HR capitalist. And Chris links to me and I link to Chris, and all of a sudden I freaked out and I thought, oh my word, someone in this room might actually read me. You know, but I was never revealed before I chose to reveal myself. And when I did reveal myself, I didn't tell anybody other than, you know, the people that already knew. And nobody ever said anything to me. When I quit that company to move to Switzerland, I updated my LinkedIn page to include the U.S. News, and my boss, who I had been through several bosses in the time period since I started that, she emailed me, and she's like, oh, that's so great. And I thought, gosh, why didn't I tell you this? You know, she would have been.
Right.
And I was probably more paranoid than I needed to be. But my other concern, and this is still a concern, is that I was writing from my viewpoint.
Right.
I didn't want anybody to think I was representing this company that I worked for, which was a great company and one of the best HR departments ever. And I honestly believe that. We had fabulous HR leadership there, really some innovative things going on and some good changes. I mean, for instance, for 3 years I job shared. You know, that's something that a lot of companies won't do. So it was a great company, but I didn't want anybody ever saying, oh, this is, you know, big company's policy. Well, no, it was my idea, you know. So that was one of my big – that was actually my biggest concern, is I didn't want to pull my company into it.
Right, right. Now, isn't that – it's kind of interesting, though, in a way. Like you said, your boss, as you were leaving and you're making your updates and – she was all congratulatory about what you were doing. It's kind of funny that it was only after you left, right, that
right.
you saw that sort of recognition and appreciation of what you were up to, which is interesting. I think that happens to a lot of people who get involved online, right, or writing blogs or doing other things, doing internet radio shows, Shauna, right? We don't necessarily the value you're adding doesn't necessarily translate to the organization that you're in, so.
Well, I think it does, but it's a little hard to prove it.
Yeah, right, right.
I think, HR is so legalistic these days that we're also afraid of being sued and having people get upset, and that I think we're hesitant to go out and say, you know, this is what I believe, and I think that, you know, this particular sexual harassment policy is stupid, because then you have the lawyers going, but we have to, you know, show the video 3 times a year. And, you know, it's, I think we are all paranoid by nature.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point, Shauna. I think that's a fair point. Absolutely, Suzanne.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick reset. We're just a little bit over halfway through the show. HR Happy Hour with evil HR lady, Suzanne Lucas. Shauna Morkey, of course, is with us, and I'm Steve is here as well. 646-378-1086. Please press 1 if you want to come on board and ask a question. I can't believe more people aren't dying to talk to evil HR lady in person.
Hey, people,
I will caution our audience, this is probably your last shot. Evil HR lady is back to Switzerland soon. Right? We'll never get her again on the show. So.
Yeah, we have to take advantage of this time when we have it.
Yes, this is your
right,
one
and they
only
have chocolate in Switzerland, so I'm never moving back.
Yeah, this is your one and only chance. So let's take line 7, Shauna, for the evil HR lady.
Totally.
Let me try one more time. Hello, area code 972.
Hey, Steve and Shauna and evil HR lady. This is Lois.
Hi, Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Hey, I have a question for both of the ladies on the phone, because Shauna started talking about culture shock, and I'm wondering how the move to HR in Switzerland, if that was a culture shock.
Well, I hate to admit it. I'm actually only self-employed now. I didn't go out and seek a job when I got there. I am legal to work in Switzerland, but my husband and I thought that moving to a new culture – we have 2 young children, you know, hey, let's throw you in and learn some German, you know, that we needed to be a little bit more focused. But it was interesting when my husband was interviewing for the job, the HR person he interviewed with asked, you know, are you married? What does your wife do? And he said, oh, my wife is in HR. And the guy laughed and said, I'm going to now ask you a bunch of questions that will freak your wife out, because she'll say, you can't ask that. And so he asked all these questions,
awesome.
you know, all about our family. Do you plan to have more children? You know, like, we would never ask that in America. So there is that cultural difference that I am not employed by any Swiss company. I'm a independent contractor and, you know, for hire.
Hey, hire the evil HR lady. Come on, people. You can't get better than that.
No kidding. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, that's like, you know, there should be like a dream team, you know, just like they did in basketball with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. They all went to the same team. Like, can you envision that scenario, like evil HR lady or ask a manager or Clue Wagon all getting together and forming their own?
Allison.
Like, yeah.
Allison is looking. So people, ask a manager, Allison Green. She is on the market.
Yeah, you know, we ought to have Allison come on the show, Shauna. We've never, aside, Suzanne's our guest, we're talking about other shows, but Allison's never been on the show either. So
you need to have Allison on. She is so awesome.
I've never talked to her in person either.
Yeah, so you know, Suzanne, let me ask you. So you're doing this. It's still going on. It's getting bigger. I'd love to, you talked a little bit about the nature of some of the questions changed. I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about do you get a feeling for what's going on, assuming a lot of your questions are coming from U.S.-based, you know, readers and writers, but did you get the sense of what was happening in the economy based on the nature of the questions that you were getting?
Yeah, you know, I used to almost never get job hunting questions. I used to have almost all of my questions were, I'm already in a job and here's my problem, or, you know, should I do this, or things like that. And now I would say a strong plurality, maybe even a majority of the questions I get are job hunting questions. The economy has really put things in a difficult fashion. And, you know, before I quit to move to Switzerland, I did layoffs for 3 years. And
wow.
I have laid off literally thousands of people. And anytime I write something about, you know, being laid off, invariably someone will make a comment that will say, you know, well, if you were really the star, then you would never be in danger of losing your job. And that is just false. Absolutely
false. Crap.
And I worry that message is out there. I mean, there are things you can do to help protect yourself. But, you know, I've been involved in plant closures. I don't care how wonderful you are, we're closing the plant.
Right.
You know, you're gone.
Right, and there definitely were some, you know, A players or top talent, whatever term you want to use. There were definitely some of them in that plant, right? And it wasn't their fault, right, that the plant got closed. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And I, you know, I saw that often. I mean, and it is true that the better worker, employee, the more connected you are, the less likely you are to get laid off. But it is not true that only the poor performers get laid off. I want every hiring manager, every recruiter out there to say, because this person has a layoff on their resume does not mean they are a bad employee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here,
right.
Here.
Absolutely.
I was laid off, and I am a great employee.
Exactly.
There you go, right there.
Yeah, I mean, an entire department of HR, we got rid of one whole function, you know. Those were good people. I knew them. I worked with them. They are smart, but the company decided they no longer wanted to go that direction.
Right. How tough is that on you, Suzanne? You know, obviously you still, you know, you were letting people go and doing layoffs, which, you know, certainly was tougher on them. So I'm not going to try to make the argument that delivering the message is worse than getting the message, but still, delivering that message so often is still pretty tough. How did that affect you and sort of your outlook on HR in general, doing all those layoffs?
You know, I mentioned I worked for a great company, and I really did, and, you know, it's the economy that causes, you know, and product changes and all those things that causes layoffs. We had a very strict policy that the manager gave the news. We didn't bring someone in from the outside. We didn't have HR do it. We didn't have the senior vice president do it. It was your direct manager.
George Clooney didn't fly in and drop the news.
No.
I want George Clooney to come in and tell me I'm laid off.
Okay.
That was so awful, you know? That movie was terrible. I just was like, that's not how you lay someone off.
Right,
So I did not have to ever tell anybody. I sat in on some because you always have a witness. Always need a witness for your layoff. But I never had to deliver the words today is your last day or next week is your last week. But in terms of difficulty in delivering the message, it is hard. One of the things I did do was train managers on what to say. And there were some of them that could not get it out of their mouths in the practice with the person not even in the room or aware. You know, it's just, it is hard to do, and it affects the person doing it, but not as much as it affects the person who is affected by the layoff itself. But it's not an easy task to do at all. It's very difficult.
Do you see yourself, Suzanne, getting back into HR, let's say down the road, whether it's there in Switzerland or if you came back to the U.S., do you see yourself getting back into corporate HR?
You know, it's a good question. I really enjoy this whole writing for money thing. It's really great. You write stuff and then they send you a check at the end of the month. Who knew that was possible? I'm not going to get wealthy on that. But by the time they take out taxes, and America. But I probably will when, you know, depending on how long we stay in Switzerland. My youngest child is 2, so maybe when he goes to school, I might get a job there. Switzerland is very into flexible work schedules.
Cool.
America is not. But if I went back, I would want to do, well, when I do go back, actually, because I undoubtedly will, I do want to be more on the creative side, less firing and more development and more training.
Yeah.
I really am a trainer at heart.
Okay, great. We're on the HR Happy Hour with Suzanne Lucas, the evil HR lady. Taking your calls as well, 646-378-1086. We've got about 15 more minutes to go in the show. If you're on Twitter tonight, HR Happy Hour is our hashtag on Twitter, of course. Lots of good questions coming in from the tweet stream and lots of comments as well.
Yeah.
So,
I have a comment.
Go ahead, Sean.
Sorry, I wanted to make sure I got this up since I have you on the phone. I just want to say that when I first started getting into the blogosphere, I mean, I first started with Chris Dunn, but then I did what I think a lot of people did, and I looked at your blog. I looked at his blog role, and that's where I found you. And you and Lori and Jen Barnes, who used to blog as HR Wench, are the reasons that I got so involved in this. I mean, I got deep into the community because I read your blogs, and it was exactly what I needed at the time. And then thanks to Chris Dunn, I kind of pushed myself into actually contributing. So, I mean, and I think a lot of people out there, that's also how they got involved too. So that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I think you're right, Shana. I've seen a few comments in the Twitter stream tonight for folks chiming in that, you know, Evil HR Lady was the first HR blog they ever read, you know, and that was
right.
It. That was their hook. And, you know, I'm sort of the opposite. I'm not as nice as Chris or Suzanne. Like, if anybody were to sort of get in touch with me, I push them out of the blogosphere. I don't want any more competition, quite
stop
frankly.
Stop it.
No, I do.
You are not like that.
I do. I discourage that very, very animatedly.
You do not.
You're the one that goes along and makes comments that say, this post stinks, why are you writing? That's you.
Yeah, the funny thing, I was just thinking about that, Suzanne, because I'm not an evil HR lady or a Chris or a Lori by any stretch, but someone had asked me about blogging or writing or something and dealing with it, and that particular day, I don't get a lot of comments on my site, but someone had left a comment on one of my posts, and it basically said, I can't tell you how much I disagree with this post. And then the person went on to disagree with whatever the thing was. And I'm like, okay, those are my readers, you know. They love me, you know. And they finally chime in to tell me how much it sucked. So fair enough.
Stop.
No worries.
All publicity is good publicity, right?
That's right. Suzanne, I wanted to ask another question too about, so, you know, you mentioned, you know, when you started, the there wasn't that many HR bloggers around, and you got the idea to start your blog, certainly, and perhaps you made some contact with some other folks who were doing it way back then. You know, like 4 years ago was way back then. It just seems like it. But what do you make of the explosion, you know, in the online and in the blogging community in the HR discipline and field? And do you think it's good, bad? I mean, what are you seeing out there?
Well, you know, I think it's great because one of the areas that I think HR really suffers in is communication, which is ironic because we're supposed to be the ones that, you know, develop people. What is it, building people, building organizations, whatever that Sherm likes to say. And we don't communicate anything to anybody. We're like, fill out this form. And we don't explain, well, we think this form stinks too, but it's the federal government that's requiring us to document this. And, you know, we're doing this because we had an OFCCP investigation and, you know, all those things. We don't ever communicate that sort of stuff, and which contributes to people's ideas that HR is evil, that we're just paper pushers and we're nitpicky and, you know, we make these silly rules. Well, there are reasons why we make these silly rules. And some of them are good and some of them are bad. I certainly give my opinion on what I think of those. I'm not shy about that. But I think the HR blogosphere has, you know, opened the doors to that and has made it possible for people to find in, you know, in readable form the reason why we're doing various
right.
things.
Right.
You know, you can go to the Department of Labor website and read the definition of exempt employee, and your eyeballs will bleed. You know, it doesn't make any sense from them. But if someone, I'm sorry, I just have to laugh. I'm outside, and the squirrel just stole Twizzlers off the picnic table. Chocolate. Two of them and carried them off. Okay.
Girl.
My family is causing the fattening up of nature. Anyway, but I think I'm also a little random. I think it's just great that people can see behind the scenes. You know,
right.
And understand what's going on. He's now taking the Twizzler up the tree.
All right. Great. I
get home with family.
There you go. He's out there hustling. So fantastic. We've got about 10 more minutes to go or so with Suzanne Lucas, the evil HR lady, 646-378-1086. We're talking about the evil HR lady blog, HR in general, the antics of squirrels in the wilderness of the mountain where Suzanne happens to be right now, parts unknown, even Switzerland. We're getting a lot of comments. Suzanne, we're getting a lot of sort of tongue-in-cheek Switzerland comments on Twitter stream tonight, like things like, you know, when you go to get Swiss cheese in Switzerland, do you just ask for cheese? Like, do you have to, you know what I mean, do you have to preface it at
you
all, things like that.
Some cheese trivia?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Suzanne. You go to the grocery store here and buy Swiss cheese, they don't sell that in Switzerland. That is purely for Americans.
Oh, what a ripoff. Ooh. That's disappointing. Wow.
Back and back in the Twizzler box. He liked them, and he's coming back for more.
Right. Did the soldiers carry those little red knives and nothing else, right, for a weapon, right? That's the other.
Yeah, the Swiss Family Robinson is just the Family Robinson.
Right. You can go on
right.
and on with this. So.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. These are our listeners. We're very, very proud of them. So, right. Did they call a Swiss Army knife just a knife? Yep, absolutely. Good stuff out there tonight.
Oh my God. You guys are so bad.
So, Suzanne, you mentioned you're writing on BNet. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, how that came to be, and what's that all about? And how, if and how, is that different from what you do on Evil HR Lady?
Ooh, good question.
Well, BNet is a great site, and I'll have to really promote it because they pay me.
Right.
But we're actually going through a redesign. So next week, next Thursday, it's going live with a redesign, and I will have my own URL. I won't be sharing with other people anymore, which is great because I have a big ego, and I like it to be me.
nothing wrong with that. Big egos are good.
Yeah. Yeah. So BNet is it's primarily a site for business people. It's run by CBS. CBS owns it. CBS Interactive is our parent company. And in addition to having Evil HR Lady there, there's a ton of other writers. You can get business news. You get insight on the various industries that you might work in, which is fascinating to be able to read about, you know, the insider's views of whatever industry you happen to be in. And you can get commentary on that. There's quite a few different career writers that write in different, you know, from different perspectives, leadership perspectives. They have a CEO that writes on there. They have people from Harvard Business School that write on there. And so it's really a great community for learning and understanding about how businesses function, what other people are thinking, as well as what's going on in the news as far as business world is concerned. So it's a really great site that brings all that together.
Right, and so next week you'll have your own space on there, or your own dedicated URL. Do you happen to know what it is yet, the actual URL, so we can give it out?
I wish I did, but I do not have that yet.
Okay, all right. So we'll have to make sure we, once that comes out, Shauna, we make sure we attach that to the show notes as well.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, no, great. So you know, we're wrapping up. A few more minutes left on the show, Suzanne, and, you know, your squirrels are imbibing in the Twizzlers there. And so,
cabins in the morning, and it'll be dead squirrels all over, covered in Twizzler bits.
Yeah. You know, squirrels are, you know, but that's, they probably deserve it. I'm not a big fan of the squirrel. I mean, that's just a slightly cute. I'm not. A squirrel is just a slightly more, you know, attractive version of a rat. I mean, honestly, the way they behave. And
it is true. We call them tree rats.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Even people in Switzerland don't like squirrels, Shauna. That's what I'm told.
I guess.
Yeah, definitely. They have anti-squirrel marches and everything.
Yeah. I got to tell you, since we're talking about Switzerland so much, to me, I've never been to Switzerland. To me, Switzerland is one of those places that doesn't really seem real. It seems more like an idea or a concept, right?
Like Wyoming?
I don't know why. It just doesn't feel like an actual place you could go to. But, I mean, I know it's there. I've heard about it.
Well, you know, when you buy a jigsaw puzzle and it has a picture of this alpine village,
mm-hmm.
those are actual photographs. It's freakishly weird. It is just like all the books seen in the pictures. You know, it's not just these tourist stuff. The whole country is like that. And
right.
these
wow.
people are freakishly clean, and it makes me feel inferior. My neighbor knocked on my door to tell me that the inside of my mailbox was dirty and that I should clean that.
Oh, my gosh.
Serious?
That's too much.
Yeah, I was like, and you were looking in my mailbox because?
Right.
That's weird.
She had a good reason, she said. She had seen the mailman come and put a package in there. So she wanted to look at the package and see if it was something
that God.
Know about right now.
That's evil.
Are
you know, that
serious?
Could be like that could almost be a letter you'd get on your site, Suzanne, like, you know, dear evil HR lady, my coworker's got an interesting package on their desk and I really want to look at it. What should I do, right?
I have to say, my neighbor that did that is actually British. She's lived in Switzerland for 30 years, but she is British, so we can, you know. It wasn't
the
actual Swiss person that did that. Who knows?
Suzanne, I do need to, I know we're running out of time, and I have to ask this question, two questions really, see if you can give us quick answers to them. One is, what's the sort of best or your most favorite letter or post that you ever ran, if you have one that you can think of? And then secondly, what was kind of the best, and we can say anything on this show, don't worry, what was sort of the best question that you got that you just couldn't run for whatever reason? It was just too crazy and wild or, you know, obscene or whatever the case may be.
You know, I don't get the obscene questions. Allison at Ask a Manager does. She gets the one about prostitution in the bathrooms. I didn't get any of those. But, oh, gosh. I don't know what was my best question. I've gotten some, you know, really big responses on some. Gosh. Oh, I should have been prepared for this.
That was out of left field with the question in the last 5 minutes of the show, so no worries. But, you know, I just get the feeling, you know, every so often you must get stuff in your inbox. You're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this person is asking me this. It's just ridiculous. You know, it's, you know, hijinks in the office or things like that. Or you're saying you don't get too much of that?
I don't get too much of that. I did have a question once. Oh, well, here's my dirty question for you that'll make you happy. I did get a question about a coworker who was having an affair with another, you know, coworker, this poor person, was working with these two people, and they chose to carry out their actions in the office during the day. They just shut the door.
Oh, serious?
Whoa.
But I didn't answer that one.
Yeah.
Well, but what was the question, Suzanne? Is it okay? I mean, what was the actual question?
I mean, the person didn't have a specific question. It was more, you know, here's my
comment.
Story. Right, right.
I think the general question is, though, what do you do about that, you know?
Right.
Do you just smile and look straight ahead, and when they close the door, say, oh, it's time for me to go down and have some lunch? Or do you, you know?
Right.
I was so skeeved out by it. I.
Yeah, really, what do you say?
Yeah. Even the email made you feel dirty reading it. You know, that's a bad email when that happens, right?
So yeah, that one didn't make it on, you know, maybe someday it will if I can think of a good G-rated answer, because I am a family blog, and it's one thing if you use a dirty word in the comments, I will delete your comment. You know, you can tell me that
no.
I'm stupid. No bad words.
So let's quickly just make sure we tweet out, Shauna, if you could, too, the URL. It's not that anybody doesn't know how to find Evil HR Lady, but evilhrlady.blogspot.com, right? Still,
okay.
Evil HR Lady still hanging out with the Blogspot address, I see, after all these years.
Oh, yeah.
Was that where you started the blog, Suzanne,
I started the blog, and every once in a while I think about, moving to my own URL, but blog has been good to me. I haven't had any complaints. I know other people have had problems, but I've never had any problems. So
why
what's working for me?
Right. So evilhrlady.blogspot.com. Just Google Evil HR Lady. Believe me, it'll be taken right there. As well as look for Suzanne on BNet. Soon to be having her own URL there, which we'll make sure we announce that next week or whenever it comes out. We'll mention it on the show and include it in the show notes as well. So, Suzanne, any last words? What's next? What can we look forward to from you besides what you're doing now, or just more of the same for the next little while?
The one thing, I love good questions. Keep sending good questions, and for the rest of the HR blogosphere, everyone is awesome. And like I said, I really like the opening up of what's going on behind the scenes. I think it makes for better company when people understand. And I also think it's great for HR practitioners. I answered a question on sexual harassment earlier this week at BNet, and I want to be careful whenever I do a legal thing. So it was really great that I could go out there and find information from reliable sources that I could then, you know, quote and link back to. That's a wonderful, wonderful resource, especially in small companies when you have, you know, one person in your HR department or two people
right.
in your HR department. You know, I come from a big company with 300 HR people. I had an expert that I could go to, but a lot of people don't. So I love the HR blogosphere for that.
Right. Great. Suzanne, thank you so much. And you're really, you know, the leader, you know, in many ways in this whole HR blogosphere. And so we're so happy you made some time for us tonight. So we really appreciate it.
Thank
we want to say thank you very much.
It's fun, and maybe I'll even stay until 2 a.m. sometime and do this again.
Anytime, Suzanne, anytime. Believe me, our listeners need some help.
Anytime.
They need advice. There's no doubt about it. So, Shauna, thank you so much. If you want to open up all the lines for after show, if anybody wants to hang out, that's great. We've got lots of great stuff coming up. HR Florida preview show next week, Sonar 6 the week after that. Big shot at dice.com coming on soon.
I saw that.
Get rid of the performance review guy, Professor Sam Colbert's coming on in about another month.
That's
so, going to
be a
big
one.
Going to be a great show. So thanks, everybody. Thanks to our sponsor, Acquire Software, acquire.com.
Yeah, thanks, Acquire.
And thanks, Lois, for calling in tonight. Thanks, everybody else. Shauna, open up all the lines if you want. Good night from the HR Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HR Happy Hour, sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions and enthusiastic proponent of free stuff. Go to aquire.com/downloads for free software trials, free webinars, free podcasts, free case studies, and more. Did we mention it's all free? Acquire.com/downloads. Who doesn't like freebies?
All right, we're on the after show. Suzanne,
woo!
Thank you so much. That was great. Thanks
you.
For bearing with us.
Oh, thanks for having
the insanity.
It was a lot of fun, so really appreciate it. We are on the after show. We're not streaming live on the internet anymore, but anything we do say on this little bit of the show does make the recorded archive for posterity, so please keep that in mind. So there's just a couple of folks hanging out tonight. And anyone who's hanging out tonight who wants to say hello, I know Lois, I think, is still there. Anyone else want to say hi, just please shout it out and say hello.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. John from Miami's here.
John, how
hey
are you,
John.
Buddy?
Hi, guys.
Good stuff tonight. I was just taking a little, you know, I didn't think you were serious. I was just having some fun with you at the beginning of the show. Come on.
That was fun.
I think the biped mammal was kind of
yeah.
cool.
I liked it.
John. John is a great supporter of the show. You're basically helping college students find work, right, John? Am I reading that right about what you're up to these days?
Yeah, actually, I have more of an employer-facing role.
Okay.
I don't talk to the students. It's more about getting. You know, we have a large amount of diversity students at FIU, and we graduate. My pitch is basically we graduate the most Hispanics with BAs and MBAs.
Okay.
So. It's a pretty easy
Very
pitch.
Cool.
I say to a company, hey, do you have a diversity program? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, and then I give them that line, and their eyes kind of roll back, and I'm like, really?
Great. That's great stuff. So, John, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. Anyone else want to say hello before we lose Suzanne back to Switzerland?
Actually, what you'll lose me to with our last night at this camp we're at, and all of the kids are having to put on a show, and I have to go watch this show.
Yeah, no, Suzanne, please don't feel obliged to hang out on this part. Show's over. You held up your end, so please, you can go anytime. We're just we usually chat for just a couple of minutes after the show for any final wrap up questions, but no worries at all if you need to go.
I will stay on for a couple minutes while I walk down the hill. I'll probably lose you, but this has been great fun.
Well, Suzanne, thank you so much
Suzanne.
Again. We really appreciate it. And so someday I'm gonna get my question on Evil HR Lady. I'm gonna disguise
Ooh,
it a little bit. And I'll
we're
write
gonna
it the
keep
right
trying.
Way. And someday I'll get on.
the key is, you know, don't write 3 pages of rambling about how you're perfect, because I see right through that.
Well, Steve is, you know, perfect. So. You know, in his mind, but
I'll slip in something in the memo about, you know, squirrels eating Twizzlers, so you know it's me.
That's exactly right. I will know that too. Chocolate Twizzlers, by the way.
Chocolate Twizzlers.
All right, so I'm gonna hang up on you all, but thank you.
All right,
so
Suzanne,
much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Suzanne.
Bye.
Thanks for being on.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Boy, Shauna, that was a great job. Shauna did a great – I should have said this during the show, but I'm saying it now. So Shauna put this all together. You know, she worked with Suzanne and made these arrangements. And honestly, I wasn't kidding. I've been chasing Suzanne to come on the show for 9 months. And so we were pretty
excited. Yeah, but I figured I kind of had an in with her because if she trusted me enough with the carnival, then hopefully she liked me enough to come on our show.
Yeah. You know, and I definitely think people forget that, Shauna, because I know I did. I've not forgotten it, but
yeah.
I kind of did, because the carnival just goes on and on and on, and every couple of weeks it comes out, and I don't think a lot of people think about how it started or where it came from.
I should play that up more. You know, what I've been planning on doing for a while now that I think I'm going to do within the next month or so is actually move the Carnival of HR off of Blogspot onto self-hosting and actually kind of do a lot more with the site than I can do on Blogger. So, and I'm going to play up that, you know, that more because, I mean, yes, the Carnival meme itself was not, you know, new to social media when
Suzanne started this, but she is the one who founded it, and it has grown quite a bit, and I don't want to take all credit for it because it's not all me.
Right, right. I think, it's good. Blogger's good. You know, the best thing about Blogger, I think, is you ever click on that next blog link on the top to see what you get? I love that link. You ever do that?
That is kind of fun.
Yeah.
You can find some cool things.
You can get some really interesting things on there, right? When you do
right.
that. So definitely worth a try. So, all right. Any last words from anybody tonight hanging out with us? Otherwise, we'll call it a night.
I can't wait to hear more about Shauna's new job.
Yeah, Shauna, how is it going? You know, we threw it to you a couple times, you know, when we were having issues, but we didn't really hear the story.
It's a lot of fun. Not only do I get to work with the best BFF ever, April Dowling, every day, the people down here are kooky. I mean, it is culture shock, but it's fun. So, like, I've met a carny. Seriously, like a carny.
Like where does one run into a carny?
How many teeth did he have?
What?
How many teeth did he have?
He had all the teeth, and he didn't have small hands, and he didn't smell like cabbage. This is how I didn't know he was a carny at first because of this. This is what my expectation levels are, thanks to Austin Powers. So, but no, I like so. There's that, and tomorrow. There's a work-sanctioned water balloon fight. This company knows
nice.
How to have fun. Yeah, so there is a fun bunch, and everyone has a crazy relative and loves telling stories about said crazy relative. I've heard so many, and it's not even been a full week. So, yeah,
awesome.
It's culture shock, but it's really fun. And if nothing else, I'm glad I'm down here because it's an experience.
Right, right. Well, great. So it's working out then so far.
Right, except I don't like bugs.
Bugs, right, right.
And the weather is killing me. But, you know, other than that.
Right, right. So, all right. Well, great. So other than that, though, the carnies, the bugs, it's good. Have you run into, like, anybody else down there? Like Ben? I know Ben's not in the same city, though, right?
Oh,
we should give a shout-out to Ben, right? Congratulations
to
our friend Ben Eubank.
Yeah.
He's two little girls he's adopting
now.
Born today.
Yep.
So cute. But no, I haven't seen Ben, but this means I get to see the babies, people. I get to see the babies.
Awesome. So
I'm looking forward to that.
So I did run through the upcoming shows really quick before the live stream cut off, but I'll just mention them again for anybody who does listen to this back on the archives. Next week, we're doing an HR Florida show. I'll be going down to HR Florida at the end of August. Johnny, Nick, are you going to be at HR Florida?
I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely great. Well, I'm looking forward to see you there. You know, I will be there and sitting on a panel with Trish McFarlane and William Plinkoff and Selzner.
Oh, dude, I'm so going to heckle you from the back of the room. It's going to be awesome.
Franny Oxford's on the panel, too, so it's going to be great.
I'm not
going to
heckle Franny. I love
Franny. Yeah,
I'm not going to heckle Franny.
She won't take it. Absolutely. So we're doing a show next week about HR Florida, about that panel. I'm going to try to get – we were going to try to wrangle up everybody who's on the panel to come on next week. So I guess we better start doing that, Shauna. So the week after that, I've got – the guys from a company called Sonar 6 coming on. I don't know if you guys know Sonar 6, but they make some really innovative software in and around performance management, succession planning, talent management, a few other things. And they're kind of quirky New Zealand guys, so they're coming on next week. Then,
I love Kiwis.
Yeah. That'll be fun. On the 12th of August, we have a senior vice president from Dice.com coming on. His name is Tom Silver. So we're going to talk about job boards in the age of social recruiting, if that's even such a truth, and some of the things they're up to. Dice.com, if you're not familiar with it, is a really big job board focusing on tech jobs. Really well-known board. And so they pitched me about coming on. I thought it would be a good idea to bring them on, although I do not know Tom, and so hopefully that will work out for us. Maybe we can backfill if we have to with Eric or somebody like that from Monster or some, well, you know, if we get into the whole job board thing, you know, if we need a little backup.
We have to have We have to have Eric on for that, yeah.
Yeah, I probably will invite him.
That's going to be pretty cool.
August, yeah, August. The Dice Show will be good because they told me they're going to be releasing some social networking and recruiting kind of features to be integrated into their job board. So they want to, you know, certainly they want to talk
Ooh.
About these things and then, you
yeah,
know, give us a chance to see them. So
well, they've
we'll
been
talk
around
about
forever,
that.
So.
Yeah, Dice is, I got a couple jobs off Dice back in the day, no doubt.
Like
you know,
97,
so.
I mean, I remember them from 96. They were huge.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
I got a
yeah,
job
absolutely.
Interview off of Dice.
Yeah. Dice is a big-time player in the space. There's no doubt about it. So
right.
It'll be cool to have that guy on. Then 8/19, August 19th, is really probably the show I'm looking forward to
oh,
the most.
It's
Professor Sam Culbert, who wrote the Get Rid of the Performance Review book that's out right now. And basically, Culbert says, scrap them. They're ridiculous. They serve no purpose. And not even do they serve no purpose, they're actually quite harmful.
Right.
And so performance reviews need to just go. And so we'll be talking to him on the show, and should be a lively and funny show. And then finally, August 26th, the last show of the sort of unofficial summer. I'm taking the night off. I swear to God, I need a break. Sean, I'm
you
not
do.
Sure if you're going to be co-piloting or not. We haven't even talked about it. But we have Jason Seiden, the great Seiden, is going to guest host the show that night and run the show for
yeah,
Happy Hour.
It's not even a question that I'm going to be there if Jason's hosting.
All right, so you're going to, like, keep him in order then? That's your plan?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be trying not to giggle too much throughout.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, you know, and you guys, I not only will I not be on the show, I probably can't even listen to it. Like, I have somewhere I need to be that night. So, you know, Sean, you know, it's your deal. You're in charge, so you keep Seiden in order. So, and so that'll be Jason, and that's it, man. That takes us to September. So after that, we'll go forward. I have one show already booked in September. Fran Melmed is coming on.
Yay!
With, someone whose name escapes me now, Greg Matthews. I want to say. I hope I got that
I
right.
Think so.
We're doing a wellness show, corporate wellness show. So
very cool. It's about time. We haven't done one.
Yeah, and then we're chasing some big game guests for other shows as well. So
yes, we
all
are.
Right, that's it.
Turn
guard. Let's end this. Shauna, any last words for the anyone who's hung out this long?
Thanks, guys.
Amen. Thank you. All right, let's play. You know, my switchboard's still up, Shauna, so I can play us out with a tune. How about?
Ooh.
Should we play Hall & Oates?
Why not?
All right. All right, good night, everybody, from the HR Happy Hour. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.